Country Club FM. Monday edition of the Bob Almanac. As we mentioned before, this week it is brought to you by American Pressure. Huge inventory of pressure washer parts and accessories. American Pressure ships the same day, and their service techs come right to you to get your machines fixed and working like they should. American Pressure in Robbinsdale. Go to AmericanPressure.com. Spray it and don't say it. I mean, it's very fitting that American Pressure is a sponsor of the Bob Almanac, because people just don't realize the pressure that there is to put on a quality Bob Almanac each and every morning. I mean, the pressure is immense. I bet you there's not a pressure washer available through American Pressure. And they got some great ones with big-time power. It could knock over elephants, I'm sure. But it doesn't match the kind of pressure that is placed on the creators and the people that put forth the Bob Almanac.
I would tell you, I felt a new kind of pressure on the Almanac.
Are you still getting comments, or people are saying, hey, you're not doing that, but it's actually listenable now? Are they saying that now when you do it by yourself?
Well, I didn't do it by myself. Terry was here, thankfully.
Okay.
But the problem was there was just a number of things that happened during the morning that took my mind off it, and I went to...
A cascade.
A lot of it was out of my control.
Yeah, certainly.
So it's 8:41, and I go, it's 8:41, and the Bob Alm... And then I go, oh, I haven't even looked at it yet. I go, oh, my gosh.
Oh.
Yeah, so I had to prepare in like 4 minutes. And it wasn't pretty. Don't go back and listen to it.
Good thing we didn't have a sponsor for that one.
Well, that was part of the problem. We were supposed to have a sponsor, and I'm just finding out about it.
Oh.
And then I'm supposed to do something live, but then there was something recorded in there, and I didn't know what to do. And I had one person that I thought was coming in for What's the Deal, Neil, and three came in. And
holy cow.
And, you know, and then the roads were bad, and Terry was calling, am I coming in? Should I? And shouldn't I? And next thing you know, it's 8:41, and I hadn't started on the Almanac yet.
So I suppose it's a good thing that I've never listened to the show when I'm out of town.
Correct.
Yes. There's a reason to that. And for that, today's Almanac Monday, January 12th, 12th day of the year. Our 1896, our first of the day, as the first X-ray was taken by H.L. Smith. Taken of a hand with a bullet in it.
Oh, boy.
So they wanted to see the bullet and the first ever X-ray. Let's do some radiation and let's flood this guy's hand with radiation. I'm sure the guy didn't care because he had a bullet in his hand.
Right.
They wanted to see it. I mean,
do what you're going to do.
So 1966 here this date.
Why is an orange like a bell? You know what this means, don't you?
The Riddler.
Right, Chief O'Hara, the Riddler. That infernal prince of puzzlers who's outwitted us a dozen times. What about it, men? O'Hara? Inspector Bash? Any of you think you can handle him?
Nope. And they all turn their sights and their heads and their eyes to the bat phone.
Right.
The first episode of Batman debuted ABC TV, Adam West, Burt Ward, and... kind of campy, but we loved it. And of course, I didn't watch it when it was a first run. You did, I'm sure, but yes. You know, we didn't catch it until it was in syndication and reruns in the 70s, because it was on whatever the independent channel must have been, WTCN Channel 11, before they went to NBC. They were the independent station, and they were the ones that had those shows on in the afternoon. And it was Batman, and it was beautiful.
Batman came on at 6:30. And, and that was the historic, we talked my mom and dad into letting us watch TV during dinner.
Did you have to roll the
Batman
TV?
Did you have
to roll the TV into the kitchen?
Yes, we did. We rolled it into the doorway between the living room and the kitchen so we could watch Batman on Wednesdays and Thursday nights at 6:30. And those, because my dad got home from the barber shop at about 6:20. And then we had dinner at 6:30. I mean, you know, in those days it was clockwork.
Did he make sure he was all 6:30? Did he make sure he vacuumed up so somebody else's hair didn't end up in your casserole?
I sure hope so.
Yeah, I do. I do too. Yeah. So we had another debut on this date. Then 5 years later, 1971.
Well, it's the war, the racial problem, the economic problem, the pollution problem.
Oh, come on, if you want a nitpick.
Nitpick? Let me tell you something, Mr. Bunker.
No, let me tell you something, Mr. Stivic. You are a meathead.
What did you call me?
A meathead. Dead from the neck up. Meathead.
Ah, yes. All in the Family, 1971. Classic television changed sitcoms forever, really.
It really
did. Norman Lear, Carol O'Connor, and of course there's the now late, sadly, Rob Reiner. As Meathead, Michael Stivic. That was 1971. And then 1975.
The clock continued to run as Minnesota's chances receded into the evening shadows. From the four, Bradshaw ended the long 66-yard, 7-minute drive by rolling out and drilling the touchdown pass that clinched the game.
Yeah, Super Bowl IX.
Terry Bradshaw had given the Steelers an insurmountable 10-point lead over the demoralized Minnesota Vikings.
That's how bad the Vikings offense was that day. A 10-point lead was insurmountable.
Correct.
And there was still several minutes left on the clock. It was I didn't watch it. I was way too young, but I've seen the highlights and heard about it. And it wasn't very pretty. It's interesting to think if it would have been a different kind of game, maybe more offense had they played where the game was supposed to be played at.
Well, I'd have to think on that.
The Superdome. Supposed to be the Superdome. Right. They were in New Orleans. Yes. They ended up playing at Tulane Stadium.
Yes.
And it was supposed to be at the Superdome, and it was rainy and ugly at Tulane Stadium. Who knows what kind of game it would have been had it been indoors. And, the problem was the plumbers. The plumbers didn't show up in time to hook up all the toilets at the Superdome. You know, those darn plumbers, you know, they kind of work on their own schedule, Neil. I don't know if you knew that.
Believe me, I know them. Really, when you think about that, that's probably right. I mean, Foreman was our guy, and he was more of a dancer, and Franco Harris was much more of a straight-ahead power guy, right? You know, so the slippery surface did not help us at all, but we were anemic, and that was the third time in 5 years that I watched our team get taken apart, and it was not pleasing.
And then the next season, well, we'll talk about the next season in just a bit here because we do have a connection there. Birthdays now.
If it weren't for kids, have you ever thought there wouldn't be no Santa Claus? Or look what the store just brought, thank God for kids.
Didn't you just interview this guy recently?
William Leon in December. What a good dude. And it was great to see him. He can still sing. At that time, he was only 86.
Right. Now he's 87. And really, thank God for kids, really the only song, at least their hit songs, that he sang lead on.
There is another one or two.
Tell me.
I'd have to think about it. But yeah.
The one that sticks out is most recognizable. Yeah. William Lee Golden is 87. Neil's favorite wide receiver.
32 seconds left. He is going to go through Pearson. He got it. Touchdown.
Drew Pearson here today is 75. There's the push off. There's the Hail Mary. 1975 playoffs. Many people have said Jerry Burns, Bud Grant, the players, they thought that was their best Vikings team in 75. And in the
defensively, we were so good. Yeah, we had everything. We had everything going that
divisional playoff game. Wasn't the NFC Championship, it was the divisional round. And the Vikings upended at the old Met by the Cowboys. And we mentioned we'd have a reference to it, and sadly we do there. Drew Pearson.
Yeah, cheater.
We've got some music today.
Let us show your picture to some stranger. Don't you think I got no pride? They've been here at home, face down on a ship. But I bet somebody lied.
Ricky Van Shelton, boy, he's fantastic, is he not?
He's great. Yep. I remember him on a special episode of Baywatch when he performed on the beach.
How fast do you think his agent said yes to that request?
Very, very
as hot
fast.
As that as hot as that show was in a few different ways.
Yes,
as you know. Ricky Van Shelton is 74.
WNBC. WNBC.
Why the
WNBC? In my mind, I'm hearing. It sounds like I'm saying exactly.
Howard Stern started out as a DJ, wasn't very good, and then kind of found his niche, and probably one of the most successful, if not the most successful, radio DJs turned personalities, turned king of all media. If you will, Howard Stern is 72. He's a tall, awkward-looking man.
Right, but he parlayed it into stardom.
Yes, Howard
Made
Stern
a nice living.
Is 72 today. Amazon founder, here's a billionaire for you, Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, he made money.
He is 62. Started out the little Amazon gig just selling books, right? Just selling books.
And right.
Now you can just about get everything and anything delivered to your house, and some of it same day.
It's crazy.
Isn't that crazy? Same day. Yep. Neil, what's your favorite White Zombie song?
I guess this one is the only one I recognize.
More human than
zombie guy.
More human than human. Can you be more human than human? I don't know, once you're human, I think. But
I think so.
White Zombie with the lead singer Rob Zombie there. He's 61 today. That's
head, my ears bleed.
That's head-banging music right there.
Yeah, it really is.
Rob Zombie is 61. Back to country.
By second grade, I was 5'2". Fifth grade, I was wearing a size 12 shoe. Eighth grade, I was shopping at the Big and Tall. And
it is Keith Anderson here today.
Football.
He's 58. He's been around a while.
NFL. Ooh, son, you're a double XL. Double XL.
So double XL there, Keith Anderson. And that's the first time I've ever seen the video for that song. Looking it up here. Did you know Tommy Lee from Motley Crue and Eddie George? Former NFL running back, Ohio State, and of course then the Houston Oilers and the Tennessee Titans. They make an appearance in that video. They make cameos.
I guess I didn't know that.
Yeah, Tommy Lee is the doctor who is giving.
Oh yeah,
the doctor doesn't give birth, but he's there. They're helping and there to administer whatever.
Must
the epidermal.
Acquaintances from somewhere along the line,
So, Keith Anderson, 58 today. Our rapper of the day is Raekwon. Raekwon, member of the Wu-Tang Clan.
Sure.
That's Raekwon. And we have Sporty, one of the Spices.
If you want my future, forget my past. If you want to get
Know your Spice Girls, and today it's Sporty Spice. She's Mel C, because there's a Mel B, so she's
That's
Mel
right.
C. I don't tell me right now. And whatever you want, I probably can't give it to you. 52 for Sporty Spice here today. Those Spice Girls are getting up there.
Yeah, they are. 42. Now gone but not forgotten.
Actually, 52.
Oh, 52.
Yeah.
All right. Gone but not forgotten. We're going to start with country music Hall of Famer and actor Tex Ritter, born on this day, 1905.
And there they were, standing side by side, smiling at me, Hank Williams and Johnny Horton. I met all the stars in hillbilly heaven. Oh, what a star-studded night.
Sounds like quite a place to be, hillbilly heaven. There's the great Tex Ritter, father of course, John Ritter. And he was born on this day. The year was 1905. Also celebrating today, Marine Corporal Ira Hayes. He was one of the U.S. Marines in the famous photograph of raising the U.S. flag on Iwo Jima during WW2, and then, of course, Johnny Cash made him famous in song, and told his somewhat sad story. Ira Hayes, born on this day, 1923. The Cherokee cowboy Ray Price today, 1926.
Arms that reach to hold somebody new. For my yearning heart.
You know, even sounds like, I mean, his nickname is perfect. That sounds like if you were going to go into the lab and create a Cherokee cowboy, it would sound like this.
I would think so. He's great, the Cherokee cowboy. We like Ray Price. I'm sure somebody will think about that for the All Request Lunch, 1926. Magician, television host, the amazing Kreskin, born on this day, 1935. Boxing Hall of Famer, one of my all-time favorites when boxing was really something I watched and was really enjoyed. Smoking Joe Frazier.
Down goes born Frazier.
Down goes Frazier, born on this day, 1944. Remember the band Orleans? This was the lead singer, Larry Hoppe, 1951.
Him and that other guy who later became like a congressman, was it John Hall was his name? So that's him singing most of the lead stuff here on Dance With Me.
Great tune.
He was also the one there playing that little, the interlude, the bridge, the musical bridge. That's the melodica. Anybody out there ever play the melodica?
There's not enough of them.
Certainly not.
No, Larry Hoppen, still the one, of course, their other big hit. Born on this day, 1951, same year for Rush Limbaugh. Radio talk show host, conservative talk show host, Rush Limbaugh, 1951. Also same year, Kirstie Alley. You remember her from Cheers and other programs.
Hello, Rebecca. I have a small favor to ask regarding our impending wedding. Since all my close friends will be out of town and we have had a previous conversation and our eyes have met on a number of occasions, I was wondering if you'd consent to be my maid of honor.
Me? Isn't that usually your best friend?
You are my best friend.
Oh, I'm very flattered. I guess so. Sure, Lila. Lila.
Lila.
That is so good. Kirstie Alley from Cheers and other programs, born on this day, 1951. We lost her way too soon. They're all gone, Jim, but not forgotten.
You're going to be very angry at your staff at this omission here today.
Dear Marshall Dillon, the Dons.
That's right.
Heard a lot about you. My name's Clayton. Clayton Thaddeus Greenwood.
I do. This is Festus Hagen here.
Howdy. Nice to know you. You haven't come across Ford Rovers riding Mexican saddles, have you?
I haven't, but I'm sure I will later today on Highway 10. But Roger Ewing, Neil. Thad Greenwood.
He just died over the weekend.
Yes. But, well, it says he died in 2025. So did you just get the news on that?
Oh, maybe. Yeah, that's right. It was late coming out.
Yes, yes.
But he died. Yeah, I just saw it in the last 3-4 days.
Tell us about Thad Greenwood on Gunsmoke.
Yeah, he kind of preceded Newley. He was in the mid-60s, 66, right before they brought in Newley, I think. They introduced him in an episode. They were still in black and white, and
yes,
he transitioned.
That's the episode
into
right there.
Into the color Gunsmokes as well. And, he moved to, he watched these four bad guys murder his father, who was Paul Fix, a guy who played the marshal and the rifleman. But anyway, so they murder his dad, and then he goes after him, and it leads him to Dodge, and eventually he finds, and with the help of Dillon, and
but he becomes a regular
becomes
character.
Part of the show.
Yes,
yeah, he became a regular character. He was like the last, you know. Now it's just Newley. Buck Taylor's the only guy who really had a recurring role that is still left. From the original cast. So there we go. That's very good.
1942 for Roger Ewing. See, don't ever say I don't ever do anything for you, because that took effort to get Roger Ewing. I had to find out what episodes he was in on IMDb, then had to log into my Peacock and get that little clip. So, and then record it and edit it and everything. So,
I'm deeply touched.
Yeah, you should be. So the Bob Almanac brought to you by American Pressure. Now it's a Bobathon. Sponsored by Logan Companies Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Would you like to start it out with Brian White, So Much for Pretending? theme from Dukes of Hazzard, Waylon. Or there's another one in here, Blame It on Texas, Mark Chestnut.
Yeah, I think we should blame it on Texas.
W2PM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDB.